Do something a little bit different this morning. As a pastor and as a father, I feel compelled to say a few words about the events that happened yesterday and the day before in Charlottesville, Virginia. Racism, bigotry, and hate are sins. We've come a long way in America. We abolished slavery. We passed the Civil Rights Act. Supreme Court ruled on Brown versus Board of Education. We've come a long way, but the events of the past few days show us that we still have a long way to go. As Christians in America, we're called to be ministers of reconciliation. Reconciliation is not a passive process. Reconciliation is active. It's alive. It works. We are called to fight against injustice. And we're called up to stand up for those who can't stand for themselves. Jesus came to bring light into the darkest places of our world. And as his church, we're called to continue that as we bring light into the darkest places of our world with the love of Jesus. Isaiah 1, 16 and 17 says, "Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's case." I think for each one of us, we have to ask ourselves some tough questions. Not about the things that we've done, but maybe the things that we have not done in this fight. And it's not going to be solved tomorrow. It's not going to be solved next week. It's an ongoing battle, an ongoing struggle. But as the church, I believe it is part of our role to fight this battle, to be courageous, to stand up against hate and injustice, and fight the good fight in the name of Jesus.